Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, all, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Our question, why was water important to the story? And here come those emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com. You've got mail. You've got mail. I'll read you one from today. It's a pretty good one, guys. 4 or 5 years ago, enjoying the water at, Inland Park. That is in Post Falls, Idaho. My raft that I was using got away from me, so I was water walking to go get it. I retrieved my raft and was going back to my friends. I do see in front of me a kiddo that was struggling. I swim over to him. He's probably between the ages of 6 and 9. As I get closer, I was like, holy yes. I grabbed the kiddo just before he went under. Get him on my raft. This kid is scared, shaking. Then it starts to hit me. This could have been a bad, bad news story if I wasn't there. I ask him if he's okay. He shakes his head yes. Then I'm asking him where his parents are, and he didn't want to say anything. I told him, you're not in trouble. We need to let them know what happened. I find his parents and tell them, and they couldn't have been more graceful and scared themselves at the same time. Come to find out, siblings had kicked this poor kid off of a giant futon-like raft and left him.
Oh, jeez.
We said goodbye, then it hit me, and I started to tear up. At the time, my daughter was 2 or 3-ish. I teared up and was grateful that I was there. Before the family left, they came to find me and thanked me again. It gave me goosebumps, even just typing the story. Still seems crazy that I was just going to get my raft and could do that. That from Steven. Then we have this one, subject 3-legged dog. My girlfriend's sister had a 3-legged dog, God rest his soul. I'd always come to our campsite when we were camping and stay with us the whole time. Best camp dog ever. Don't knock the tripod.
My bad. That from my Sean. Bad. Yeah.
As we move on to the birthdays, guys, I would love to get a birthday shout out to my buddy Ben for his birthday. Can we get Ted hyping him up about his 30th? If we could. Is he going to be 30? I don't know if he's going to be 30 or not. Maybe I just made that up. Either way, give Ben a happy birthday hype there.
Yeah, all right. Tell you what, 30th birthday, that's a fun one, man. That's the first one you're kind of getting a little bit older, but you ain't really that old. You're 30 years old. You're basically doing the same crap you've been doing since 25. Now you get to 35, you got to tighten up. Or just enjoy it. It's all right, man. You'll be cool. 30s are the new whatever. Coach getting old.
Guys, don't always care and pronounce the best mom in the world a happy birthday. I love you and can't wait to start up our virtual happy hour again. That from your firstborn daughter, Kristen. Can the dirty Germans give her a little advice on being a Karen?
Yeah, first of all, do not put cranberries inside of the chicken salad. That makes everyone very, very upset. I would also like to have a virtual happy hour with you. I'll show you my happy place for an hour.
Yeah, I see the idea of this virtual happy hour and her mother's ass too. It's weird, it's kinky, but the Germans like it.
Yeah, it's mother-daughter. I'm pretty sure I've seen that thumbnail.
Now you got whipped cream for yours, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hi there, guys. I want to say thank you guys for always making my husband's day that much brighter. He listens to you guys every single day, and today's his 33rd birthday, and I'd love for you to give him a shout-out. His name is Ben Wiggins, and he is the hardest, most amazing man. I know it would make his day to hear you guys wish him a happy birthday. Thanks so much. That from the wife, Jessica. Let's give Ben your penis is too small. Hello, Charles. I want to say happy birthday to Richard, pronounced to Ricky Roadmap. I hope you have a great day. And many bong rips from Kyle, Nate, Sherman, and Team Meg. Can you guys please give him a barbershop quartet? And you guys talk all over yourselves about the Miami Dolphins. Yes, we know they suck. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. That from Megan.
Can I get a fish sandwich? Oh, you know I got to eat right. Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
What do you really think about the Miami Dolphins?
They didn't do anything.
Yeah,
you got to win.
Now
Brady's gone. They can win it.
Stupid. Guys, I was wondering if you give my amazing boyfriend John a birthday shout-out. He is 39 years old from his three little rascals, his little princess, who will be here in a few weeks, and his hardworking yet annoying girlfriend. If you guys could do some random yet funny appropriate sound effects, I know that he would really appreciate that. He loves listening to your show on the podcast. Thanks, guys. That from Courtney, who used to listen to us on WCMF in Rochester, New York.
Said that.
Hello, guys.
Yes.
Today is my dad's 49th birthday.
Ambro-penis.
And I would love for him to hear this. Please give a big old Leroy Jenkins and an original fish sandwich. Thanks so much. That from Lisa, Danica, and Zach.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
Guys, it's my husband Richard's 65th trip around the sun. Can he get a big old bong hit? Hey, you like that. And a barbershop quartet fish sandwich. Thanks, guys. From Mary Lou.
Cindy Lou was a kid in the Grinch, right?
Yeah.
You like that?
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich, maybe some dill relish in the morning, at noon.
At noon.
And at night. And at night.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday! Happy, happy, happy birthday! Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, bitches!
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch!
Couple extra emails, Olivicholas. I heard you mention handing out booze to parents on Halloween.
Yep.
I did that for a few years, but now my game is to heat up some apple cider and then a healthy pour of brown sugar bourbon.
Mm.
I serve it to my adult neighbors and partake myself. It tastes like a boozy warm apple pie and perfect for a cold night. That from Thomas, the UN U.S. ambassador to Algonia, which is a hell of a position.
I like that. It's just not as easy to hand out, like a miniature you could give to anybody.
It's true, but wouldn't you be willing to wait?
Well, sure.
Exactly.
I don't even have children. I'm just here for the booze.
This one
trick
says,
or trick or treat. I heard you have booze.
Hola, Miles, Ted, and Mike Hawk.
Oh, wow.
Hey. Yeah, so just us here. I'll turn this one.
Tables have turned today.
I'm listening to yesterday's podcast, and Steve, along with all the other listeners, bashing on California's horrible water. Well, I lived in California for 30 years of my life in the city of Elk Grove, that borders Sacramento to the south. Elk Grove, their water is tasteless, clean, and pristine. South Sacramento tap water, on the other hand, has a copper aftertaste.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
No offense, South Sacramento just sounds bad.
It's like drinking pennies.
Yeah. Guys, I'm sure the thrill can vouch for the fact that the drinking water in Malta has to be the world's worst water. Some of the saltiest water from the Mediterranean Sea allegedly converted to drinking water using reverse osmosis. Big fail. Rock on, bitches, from the husband of a Maltese wife.
All bottled water all day, dog. You just look around at some places like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and get the bottle. And they have them ready. And here's one hint in a foreign country. If you go, you go to a restaurant, right, and you just see there's bottled water everywhere, that is their way of saying you don't want to drink the tap. Trust them.
Okay, one last email here. The subject is cottage cheese for breakfast.
Cottage cheese.
Says Ola Ted. You take a big old fresh thick slice of tomato. You take a glob of cottage cheese and put that on top. Salt and pepper, Tapatio on top of that. Then top it off with a fried egg and a Bloody Mary with Frank's Red Hot to finish. Game day changer for breakfast.
It doesn't sound that bad, really.
That actually sounds pretty good. That would be something that I'd
be
willing to try, yes.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, there he is! In his basement still. His studio. Lonely.
Well, I hope you guys brought an extra pair of pants today because these songs are spooky.
Yeah.
Spooky.
What is the plan there at the Castle household? Are you anticipating that maybe you would get a trick-or-treater? Are they doing a block party thing? Or what do you know?
I go all out for Halloween. My house is that house on the block. So you can't be that house on the block and not have Halloween candy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
No, I think you should. I think you should set the precedent. Like, yes, there's zombies coming out of the yard. There's people hanging from the tree.
Oh, yeah.
There's glowing. No, I don't have candy. I hate kids.
Do you have candy already?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you get?
Yeah. So here's what we did. We came up with a plan, and by we, I mean my wife. she put together individual bags of candy, and we are going to put them out so kids can just come and take them.
Oh, my God. That is so your freaking wife.
And she's going to watch him out the window and wave.
Oh, yeah. We got the security camera on him.
Hey!
Hey!
Yeah. That's two bags! I see you out there, Dracula.
But, you know, I don't know what's going to happen this year, but I wanted to be prepared. You know, a couple of years ago, we ran out of candy, and I had to run back to the store because, again, I can't be that house on the block and not have any Halloween.
You have a lot of families in your neighborhood,
like a hypocrite,
you know?
Yeah. What's that?
You have a lot of families in your neighborhood. It's been a spooky year.
Yeah, there's some kids in the neighborhood. And, you know, it ramps up a little bit every year. You know, the first year we lived here, there were none. And then slowly but surely, we've gotten more and more. But sure. I don't know what to expect this year.
Do you think the people
I am
who
prepared?
Are,
and I have eaten Halloween candy almost exclusively since Saturday.
You, they should have left the dead body next door of your neighbor who passed away and just let the flies, you know what I mean, kind of infiltrate the house and then have people knock on the door over
again,
there.
So.
You know what I'm saying? That was a spooky moment for you this year, wasn't it?
Yeah. That's how 2020. That's how this year started. It's been a banner year.
Dead neighbor.
Right.
Dead neighbor. All right.
Yeah.
So today on Sit and Spin, we have the 10 creepiest horror movie theme songs. Do you think that we will be able to attach the theme to the movie right away?
I think most of them. Most of them, yeah. And, what movie scared you when you were a kid? Because I think that most of these happened when we were kids or young
teenagers. Deliverance. We keep saying this.
Jaws.
Yeah,
exactly. So these are the 10 creepiest horror movie theme songs of all time.
Number 10.
I usually put my kids to sleep with this at night.
Whoa, it's got vocals.
It's creepy. It's real, like turning out the lights and creeping backwards out the door, like good night.
Good night, kids.
What is this?
Rosemary's Baby.
Oh, that makes sense.
Okay. It is weird. Like, who sits down and writes this stuff? What's wrong with it? You know what I mean?
You know, that's a good point. Like, any creepy music, you can go fine. But, like, this guy even took the time to add the la-la-la.
Right. I don't even know if I can sit down and compose scary music. You know what I mean? Even if I was a music guy.
Because there's no, like, hook. Like, this is it. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to stay creepy and awful.
These are the 10 creepiest horror movie theme songs of all time.
Number 9.
I actually watched a little bit of this today.
Is this Good Morning America?
It's CBS This Morning.
Welcome to October 27th. 2020.
This actually could be
of hell.
This should be the theme music for every broadcast news. It's still 2020.
Spooky.
Next Tuesday, welcome back to CNN.
Who is this?
What is this? Is from The Shining.
Okay.
Mm. Don't know if I recognize it. 10 creepiest horror movie theme songs of all times.
Number 8.
This could also be a full Catholic mass wedding. That's the problem. Like, this is the kind of thing going on.
Right, the Catholic stuff is spooky already.
I mean, they're getting married. This is supposed to be a happy occasion, and this is the stuff.
It's probably I'll give you a hint. Jared Kushner was in this movie.
Jared Kushner.
That's a joke, by the way.
I'm sitting there thinking Jared Leto. Jesus Christ.
I don't know. Sounds like Latin.
This is The Omen.
Ooh.
Ah, yes. Well placed.
I get your reference now.
Yeah.
10 creepiest horror movie theme songs of all time.
Number 7.
This is the most contemporary song on our list today.
I have to say, it's a pretty cool, horror movie.
It's Marilyn Manson.
Yes, the Marilyn Manson movie.
These are not too far off. From the Marilyn Manson catalog. Yeah, I mean, he'll start a lot of songs.
I'm
going to
start singing on my best David Bowie.
This could be an intro for a team.
That's true, man. Starting at right tackle, number 76, Ronald Jefferson.
I just picture like a 17-year-old with black hair that didn't get along with their parents.
What theme's this?
This is from Saw.
Oh, Saw. Ah. Saw. Okay. These are the 10 creepiest horror movie theme songs of all time on Sit and Spin.
Number 6.
Something's going to happen.
Jaws.
Think so?
That's my guess.
Yeah. It's coming in slow.
Listen closely.
Either that or my doorbell.
My dog.
licking his own genitals at my feet.
Does have that John Williams feel.
Well, there it is, yeah.
That's iconic. Oh, yeah, here. Turn it up, this is the chorus.
Let me see if we can get Rufus licking his junk in there.
Why don't we try to go swim out to that buoy and back, John?
Don't be a baby.
I'll dare you. I'm going to take off all my clothes.
And do it at night.
Kill her! Eat the woman!
And the beaches are still open.
Is she dead?
4th of July is our biggest holiday.
These are the 10 creepiest horror movie theme songs of all time.
Five, number five.
Pehe High School.
Sounds like a bad elementary orchestra.
This is like what my kids' Christmas spectacular sounds
nobody's
like.
Nobody's really in tune.
The thing is, they're not trying to sound creepy, but this is what they sound like.
Castle, what is this?
A psycho.
You know why you can't hear Norman Bates in the bathroom? Because the P is silent.
Oh, Jesus.
That's a pterodactyl joke. Oh,
these are the 10 creepiest horror movie theme songs from all time.
Number 4.
You gotta know this one, right?
Is that Freddy Krueger?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
You know, you're thinking, what happened to Dream Warriors? No, this is...
Such a spooky sentence, man. Yes. These are the 10 creepiest horror movie theme songs of all time.
Number 3.
All right, time for the daddy-daughter dance.
This movie messed me up when I was a little kid. Also, my parents let me watch this movie when I was a little kid. Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Exorcist, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It's just one instrument?
I think, I want to say the full thing. I think this is the tubular bells thing, right?
Is this Mike Oldenfield or whatever his name is?
Old guy?
Old
Thorpe, right. Dude, it was old even when we were a kid. So I want, if I have this right, it's a song called Tubular Bells, and it goes on for like 30 minutes. This repeats and it keeps adding. And it actually ends up being a cool tune. You just have to spend the first 10 minutes being a bit creep the F out. Mm-hmm.
Sit and spin the 10 creepiest horror movie theme songs of all time.
Number 2.
I know I've seen this. God damn it, I recognize this music.
Is this Halloween?
No.
Friday the 13th. All right.
Correct.
There it is.
Yeah.
If you know a guy named Michael Pivar, that's not him laughing.
Since then, we made it to number 1 on the 10 creepiest horror movie theme song.
Number 1.
There you go.
There's Halloween.
All right, all you ladies up on the dance floor. Don't forget Thursday night. It's ladies' night. 2-for-1 for the ladies. Guys, $10 cover.
That would be great at strip club, too.
Be awesome. Please welcome Candy
to the
stage. All right,
gentlemen, get out those 6-inch green monsters and make them yell for Candy.
This theme song also sounds like whenever you walk into a Halloween party. For some reason, this song's always on.
Oh, yeah. It's perfect.
Very spooky.
Thank you so much, Ryan Castle. We appreciate it. There you go with the 10 creepiest horror movie theme songs of all times. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're in the men's room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Brand new greatest story never told podcast available today on radio.com. Steve and I get a chance to share with you some of the stories in greater detail, which we don't always share with you on the radio. This one involves a wonderful weekend in lovely Anchorage, Alaska.
Oh, yeah.
Check out the
all
story.
Kinds of bears were dangerous there.
Never told podcast at radio.com. It's a doozy. It's a really good one. All right, so coming up in minutes, we'll drink and toast with the shot of the day, and we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, a quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, Four Loko is releasing new bottled shots.
Oh, good. That is what we've... Have they made it legal again?
I think...
Or is it different states, or do they change an ingredient?
No, I think they made it legal again, because I do think you can still find them. I think I've still found them, so
I just... They took some of the... I want to say they took, like, some of the stuff out.
Okay. Right. They changed their formula.
You can't interchange, like, two different drugs, so the caffeine element of it, and then the alcohol element.
Gotcha.
So, like, that's why some people have a problem with weed beer. That's why it really hasn't taken off, because you've got two different things.
Well, it's weed beer.
Weed.
Yeah, but I'm serious.
I know, I hear you. It's just... Yeah.
Apparently, you can't cross-pollinate that stuff.
So it's just decaf for Loko.
You can't have, like, nicotine beer.
Well, it sucks, man. I tried my heroin cola. They pulled it off the shelf instantly.
Rude.
Well, it used to be cocaine cola.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Dude, remember, there was a lot of those drinks. Me and my buddies had a night where we were drinking Core.
Oh,
C-O-R-E.
God.
C-O-R-E.
Yeah.
What is Core?
Same thing. It basically was like three Bud Lights and two Red Bulls in one can.
You want to get arrested tonight? Core.
Yeah, that was one of those, like...
You need liquid courage real quick? Core.
Yeah, like you wake up in your buddy's place, and then the next day you go to the bar that we always went to, and they're like, Jesus, you guys were on one last night. Like, we were here?
Guaranteed fight in a can.
Right? Last thing I remember is being like, let's chug Core.
And those were his last words. A cat in the UK figured out how to turn on a sink and block the drain and ended up flooding her owner's home.
I think it's retaliation for my friend's cat who was in the washing machine for 27 minutes.
Was. Heard the story.
And cats are like, hell no.
What's up with cats these days?
These days?
Yeah.
A real estate listing is going viral because the 3D tour has weird things like side-by-side toilets and an entire room that's a shower.
Wow. I like the entire room that's a shower.
Theory. I'm with Miles on this one.
Because you could steam that up like a steam room.
Ooh. Or just enjoy the best shower ever.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd have lawn furniture in there, man. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to sit down.
You ever taking a shower where you got like a gooch nozzle, like where the spray comes out like mid
one?
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, the head is like way low, too. They have like three or four.
Is it around your waist?
Why are you taking a shower that there is a nozzle that low?
You know what I mean? Is the spray comes out in like three or four places.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, you can turn the water here and it'll spray the gooch. You turn this one on, it'll spray the top.
At a hotel once, it had like seven different sprayers.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
It doesn't sound like my... I can't explain it. It was awesome.
Have you ever been in the shower where you walk in and you notice that there is no nozzle spray for the shower? And then you realize the water is falling out of the ceiling.
Yes.
Yeah. That is crazy.
Once. I think we stayed in the same hotel room that time.
It was Vancouver and Canada. I was like, what are these crazy Canadians doing? This is nuts.
Again, awesome.
I don't know if I'm with you guys on the shower room, though. That's just too much space. I've been in showers that are too big, and you start to move over here, and it just kind of gets awkward.
Look, I know it takes a little time to get warmed up, but if you've ever been in a hotel room that has the shower where you basically step in, there's maybe a small glass partition, but there's no door on it.
Right.
It's open. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you walk into it.
I feel like I'm in a locker room.
I love that. Man.
No.
Oh, dude, I love that. Yeah, the last time I was back east, the place had that. And I mean, I was showering two or three times a day just for the hell of it.
Right. It's just got a little edge. You just
it's got
into.
All the soap you want for free.
Oh, yeah.
You guys got to show me the ropes on this one.
That's what
I'm
saying.
Give me that soap, dog.
I don't even know why people, like, I've never taken a bath in the history of living in Seattle. I have a bathtub. I've never taken a bath. All I need to do is walk in and take a shower. I don't need the bathtub.
Yeah.
I think anymore, like, if you have one bathtub in your house, that's enough.
If someone wants to take a bath, you know where the bathtub is. It's like, I need four jacuzzis.
Apparently.
No, you don't. You need one.
The bathtub in my home is for the children and for the leg shaving.
Okay, but you could also have a seat.
I'm not shaving my legs.
The seat's weird.
I'd almost pull that stuff out of there if I could, but then, you know, who knows.
A new survey found the most common reasons why people in every state in the U.S. quit their jobs.
Because they hate it, and they're probably underpaid or not appreciated. I suspect it's the same everywhere.
Well, it's fun that you mentioned that, because I've actually got the top six reasons right here. So why do you think... So let's, because you guys obviously know the obvious one, so let's guess what the number one reason why people quit their jobs are.
So there's underpaid... Crappy work environment.
Don't like their...
Just don't like coworkers?
Coworkers,
don't
bosses.
Don't like the coworkers, okay.
Something. I don't know.
Here we go.
Hopefully you have another job before you quit the one you have.
Hopefully.
You would hope, yes. Yeah. These are the top six reasons that people quit their job. No opportunity to advance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which makes
dead end jobs, dead end job.
Exactly. Exactly. Number five, to improve work-life balance.
Okay. I mean...
Yeah, if you're spending too much time away, you know, you do need social life. We are social creatures. You need to be able to go home, you know, families to maintain, and we got duties outside of work. I can understand that one.
This is a weird one.
Me, I've never worked that hard.
Weird one for this time. You know what I mean? For the pandemic time.
Right.
Sure.
Because we're still coming in every day. Our life has not changed. Where everybody else is.
I mean, a little bit. But,
you know, a little bit, but not for the most part. We're still coming in and doing our job.
Sure.
So
we're still doing the 9 to 5.
Right.
Yeah, most but there's
people
others.
Are not, most people are not. You know?
Well, I think also, like, right now, people aren't really leaving jobs a ton.
No.
No. They're right. being asked to leave
the market
their
changed a little bit there.
Yeah. They're showing them the door.
But even then, Miles, I would combat you on that one, just because if your job takes up that much of your time, even if you are at home, there's still that disconnect that creates an issue. You know what I mean? You might be in the under the same roof, but there's still, you're not engaged, you're not present, you're just constantly working. So I would say that even during the pandemic, that's still a bit of an issue.
Yeah, most people I know that have been working from home seem like they're working more.
Right.
And it's like more frustrating.
It's taking up more of your time. It's actually pulling you away for longer.
It's pulling me away from my bong.
Exactly. Exactly. These are the top reasons that people quit their job. Number four, disliking the work.
Well, sure.
That to me is probably one of the best reasons. Like, hey, I don't enjoy it here.
I don't like what I do. You know what I'm saying? Because I've had jobs, you know, not in radio, but in restaurants where it's what I really started hating work in restaurants. Like, I love my coworkers. We have a great time.
You bet.
But I hate coming in every day to the point where you're just bitter. I hate what I'm doing.
Right. That was exactly...
Now, I hate my coworkers, you guys.
But you like what you're doing.
But I like what I'm doing.
That's right.
Perfect work balance, you sons of bitches.
That's what got me started in radio. I didn't like what I was doing. Again, the guys were great.
I thought you got fired from being a lifeguard.
No, they was the job after that.
Oh,
yeah.
My bad. When you're an Eagle Scout, there's always another job.
There's always another job.
Because I see that on the resume.
Professional, not tired.
Put me right in front of the line there. These are the top reasons that everybody quits their jobs. Number three, a bad or unsupportive boss.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, hopefully he's the guy who hired you.
Right.
So he should support you.
That's the point.
You know?
Yeah. Exactly.
God forbid it's a woman, Miles.
Do your job. She.
A woman? When did these lady folks?
What are these lady bosses?
Whatever.
That is unacceptable in my America, damn it. Mm-hmm.
To do, damn it.
I have women folks telling me how to do my job.
My daughter gets on me about my pronoun use all the time.
What about he, she, and...
Everything.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Kids these days.
This is the most...
So she's an adult now.
Right? Yeah,
no, they are an adult.
They, right.
They are adults now.
Can I call her it?
I'll be like, yes, you can.
I'm just going to call you it because I don't know.
Mm-hmm. This is the most...
What up, it girl?
It girl.
The movie It's About You, isn't it?
You're just a clown in a drain. These are the most common reasons that people quit their jobs. Number two, an unpleasant work environment. Again, I kind of want to bail out.
Absolutely.
You don't like what you're doing,
Exactly.
I think retail would be very difficult. I think any job where you have to engage in the public would be incredibly difficult.
Right. I think that's the worst part, though. You know, you could work, say, at Target or something, and it's the people that come in, while people returning stuff, they're difficult, they're demanding, all this crap, but, like, you love your coworkers. Sure. And it's still I can't be here because our customers suck.
I had a jackass that was questioning six different purchases in front of me last time I went to Fred Meyer on price point, on the price that they thought.
What did the price say? It's not a game show, goddammit.
It was like whatever it was like three for $10. It was one of those things. Right. Well, I only got two, and I'm just like sitting there like, oh my God. Grab three.
Grab it. That's what they do to
if
me.
You
7-11.
Need to ask that, right.
Can I get three
it's
slices of pepperoni pizza?
$6.66, damn it.
And the guy says, look, you get four for the price of three. Just get a fourth one. I say, okay.
That's easy.
Wow.
I don't try to talk him down.
I had change lady in front of me today.
Which is fine.
No.
Let me see if I have...
In my head, I thought, at what age do you become the person...
Hang on, I've got a penny for you.
But you still have a checkbook.
What's that?
Do you have a checkbook?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the same
young
person.
Man, do you have a nickel?
Do I have a checkbook I take to the grocery store?
No. But that checkbook person is the same person as the
What's
change person.
What's today's date? Here's what kills me about the checkbook person at the checkout line. Like, you didn't fill out anything until the point of purchase. So
we're at
Safeway. You know who to make. You've been at Safeway. You knew you were going to Safeway. Today's date has been... But you have to fill in all of this crap. The only thing that should have been empty is the frickin' dollar amount, you son of a bitch.
Do I make it out to Fred Meyer or the Kroger Corporation?
What do I put in the memo? Food! You're buying food!
Actually, ma'am, you're buying vodka and wine, I can see.
You're at McDonald's with a checkbook.
Right.
Do I make this out to Ronald?
And this is the most common reason that people in every state quit their job, and it is absolutely mind-blowingly shocking.
Money.
Well,
yeah.
That makes the most sense.
I'm not making enough of it. I'm out. Fantastic. A man in Tennessee found out something shocking about his new mantle decorations.
What was that?
It's actually not shocking at all, but I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike. Our headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contest online for Profile This. We will take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK. All right, have we made it to drinking time?
Giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.